The next big topic is this Mel Gibson. You ever see a guy do a meltdown of a career? Now, he had just sort of gotten back on his feet after the Jew comments.
Yeah, you know, he had put out that new movie. People were finally getting past the other incidents he had had.
I told you he was a scumbag. I can't stand the motherfucker. I wasn't forgiving him, and I wasn't forgetting.
Well, I was giving somebody his whole history. You know, like, what you have to put this all in context. Mr. Gibson was super Catholic. Remember?
Right. Yep.
He married this woman when he was very young, before he was even Mad Max.
Right.
Had a ton of children with her. Happened to make it big in Hollywood. So he built his own compound and put his own church on the property. Had his own priest and said the Catholic Church wasn't Catholic enough.
Right.
He went back to Latin Mass and did all this crap that changed and went back years in how Catholicism was practiced.
He thought that the church was too liberal.
Yeah.
Like, he's talking about the Pope is too liberal. The guy who, like, doesn't even believe in condoms. And, even Mel Gibson has said, it's not up to me how many children I have. It's God's decision how many children.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He was told, and then all of a sudden, I don't know what happened. The next thing I know, his wife's running out the door because he's got so many women that he's banging. Yeah. And then he comes out and he knocks up this Russian woman, and he's got to marry her or something.
Well, you know, he was raised by a crazy father. The father's a big Holocaust denier, and, you know, and Mel Gibson actually did a brilliant job of handling all that. I mean, this guy held it together for years. Now, I don't know if the aging process freaked him out because he was a good-looking guy and now he's kind of like a troll.
Yeah, you know, now that's what I think it is.
Now he's looking like me. So finally, people can see his personality. And, you know, it's funny. If I wait around long enough, I'll be better looking than Mel Gibson.
Well, you know how they say what's inside is reflected on the outside? He was very ugly on the inside, and it came out.
It just finally came out. So anyway, this guy had a perfectly orchestrated career. I mean, everybody loved Mel Gibson. They loved his movies. He's a great guy. Anything you read about him, very, very orchestrated. And suddenly, I guess, I don't know if it's the booze,
somehow he got loose.
Yeah, it all fell apart. Like, okay, he got arrested. He told the guy he looks like a Jew, the cop. It turns out the cop was a Jew. It turns out he's right. He knows how to spot a Jew. He can spot a Jewish cop. And how many Jewish cops are there in L.A.? Think about it. That's pretty fucking good. But all right. So he came off like Hitler. And you can get away with being anti-Semitic, because everybody's anti-Semitic. Everybody hates the Jews. So, you know, kind of got away with it. It was all quiet. He even in the past had ripped into gays. I mean, he said stuff. I was on the internet looking up some of his stuff. I don't know if we even have it. Maybe J.D. pulled it. But, you know, he said some shit about gays.
Well, that was that super Catholic thing again.
Yeah, he was, my ass is for shitting, not for, like someone's looking to stick their dick in his ass. So, anyway, so he had to piss all over gays. He can get away with that because, you know, this country, everybody fucking got it out for the gays, got it out for the Jews. But now, this brilliant woman he was dating, she taped him.
Yeah.
And he unloaded on the blacks. Oy vey. It's over, pal. Do you notice his agent never dropped him during the Jews or the gays? But with the blacks, they couldn't. William Morris. I'm trying to think, but nothing happened. This guy, they dropped him so fast. William Morris dropped him like a hot potato. When you start in with the blacks, that's it. You hit it.
Gotta get out of town.
Out of town, baby. He used the N-word, and he used it so, I'm going to say, fluently. Like it was
like
his
it
first language.
Like it wasn't the first time.
Yeah.
He didn't trip when he said it.
And he used the term pack of niggers. Now, when I hear that, forget the N-word. He's saying blacks travel in packs like wolves.
Like animals.
It's the greatest self-destructive kind.
It was several things. It was not only pack of N-words, but it was also raped by. Like, if you're raped by a white guy or a pack of white guys, no problem. But a pack of N-words.
And then, on top of it, he's got the women now. Because the way he's dealing with this woman, I'm sure everyone's heard it, but I'll play it anyway because it's so much fun to listen to.
I haven't actually heard it. I only
really
read the transcript. I can't wait.
It's great. Well, it starts sort of midfield, and I'll tell you where he's going with it. He had a baby with this woman.
Yes. And they're in a custody battle or something.
Yeah, and he's complaining to her on the phone that her breast implants are ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And how can you feed a baby with those breast implants?
And so therefore he should get the baby.
Well, he's in the middle of yelling at her to take these, and he's criticizing her, and he's being an asshole, and then he drops the N-word. It's a terrific, it's just,
you.
It's terrific symphony. Listen to this.
Tell me that the message or something, right? Because you're doing something, trying to breastfeed with fucking foreign bodies in you.
So
was that it?
That has nothing to do with it.
Oh, it had nothing to do with what? The fact that you had foreign bodies in there?
Correct.
Correct, okay, good. So you're not lying to me about fake tits?
I've never have.
Yes, you just did. You said they weren't. You fucking lied to me before.
What? I didn't. I never said anything of a kind. You never asked me, I never told you. Or maybe you asked me, but I never lied about this.
Not a lie, who cares? So, they look ridiculous. Get rid of them, why don't you? Anyway, you know.
That's not none of your fucking business. What
It is. They look stupid, I'm just telling you. It's just an appraisal. Keep them if you want. Look stupid. See if I give a fuck. You know, but they're too big and they look stupid. They look like some Vegas bitch. They look like a Vegas whore. Mm-hmm. And you go around sashaying around in your tight clothes and stuff. I won't stand for that anymore.
I don't walk around in tight clothes. I stay at home for most of the time.
You go out public and it's a fucking embarrassment to me. You look like a fucking bitch on heat. And if you get raped by a pack of niggers, it'll be your fault. All right? Because you provoked it. You are provocatively dressed all the time with your fake boobs you feel you have to show off in tight outfits and tight pants so that you see your pussy from behind. And that green thing today was enough. That's provocative. Okay? I'm telling you. I'm just telling you the truth. I don't like it. I don't want that woman. I don't want you. I don't believe you anymore. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you. Okay?
Okay.
Stay in the fucking house. I'm not giving it to you, but I'll let you stay there. Okay? And I will take care of my child, but I don't want you anymore.
Wow.
Well, he's Mel Gibson. Does he have an asshole. Does he have to get that worked up over abroad?
Listen to him.
He's nuts. And, you know, so women, forget the black thing for a second.
It's like he owns her.
Yeah.
I don't like it, so you're not going to do it. Stay in the house. I won't give you the house, but I will let you stay in it.
Alec Baldwin gave it 4 stars and 2 thumbs up. I'm not kidding.
Right. Man. Yeah, how do you spin that?
Beth asked me that same question. She said, like, how do you explain this?
Yeah.
I go, that's it. It's over. Even his agent gave up. He said, no, I'm out. I can't defend you. Like a pack of niggers.
Raped?
Wow.
You're going to get raped by a pack of niggers.
A pack.
And it'll be your own fault.
Ah, you brought it on yourself. Because your pussy.
That's right. Yeah, that green thing.
Big pussy.
And those tight pants so people can see your pussy from behind. Wow.
And he doesn't like it.
He won't stand for it anymore.
Even the green things you wore. Oh, my God.
God, I wish we could interview him. We could help.
Yeah, we can help him.